all states to bring their driver's license in accordance with the federal government. In other words, this would be a federal ID card, and that's what it was called, the Federal ID Act of 2005. And the pressure is being put on the states now to comply so that everyone will have to have a government-authorized ID card. You can be asked for that. And, of course, they'll all be tied to the master computer, wherever that is, NSA, where they have a complete dossier on you. They have your picture. They have your fingerprints. They hope down the line they hope to have all sorts of biometric identifiers. And this is one of the stepping stones towards the dictatorship. There really are people who look at the world differently than you and I, who've sworn to uphold our Constitution, and yet they are globalists. And you can't be a globalist and be an American. You can be a globalist and believe in world government, or you can be an American and believe in our Constitution and individual freedom under God. But the two cannot be exist together, and yet our entire executive branch of government today and going back to the time of the Second World War has been controlled by people, members of the Council on Foreign Relations. And the Council on Foreign Relations is a front organization for the secret society that Cecil Rhodes created in 1891 and intent upon creating a world government. Now, of course, what everybody has really missed as they've analyzed these things is that, of course, Cecil Rhodes and the men who surrounded him and the men who joined the movement came from occult organizations, because this basically has always been the goal of the mystery religions and the secret societies down through the ages, is to create a world government that would be ruled by their god, Lucifer. Now, it's very difficult to believe, for the average Christian to believe that there is another god, that there are people who worship a different god. They may talk the talk about God and Lord and Jesus Christ, but they worship a different Jesus Christ. And this, of course, is the foundation of the Kabbalah, of the Gnostic religion, of theosophy, of the Rosicrucian beliefs. And until people understand the history of the secret societies, and that, of course, is the basis of my talk on the forbidden secret. And this has been passed down through the ages. Those of you who have seen the excellent video of the Riddles in Stone, where they interview a number of people who are deeply involved with Masonry, and one of them even says, the things we're saying today we could never have said in the past, for fear of our lives. Why? Because down through the ages, people who worshipped Lucifer were burned at the stake. That's why they burned Jacques de Molay at the stake back in the 1300s, because the Knights Templar were a Luciferian organization. Well, as absurd as this may seem, these people are in total control today, and whether the people in the CFR really understand its origin, I don't think most of them do any more than the average Mason understands the truth about Masonry. It's only a small group at the top of the CFR, of Masonry, of the modern-day Rosicrucian organizations, or the other organizations, the Bilderbergers, the Bohemian Grove, the Trilateral Commission, the Club of Rome, but there are a few of them who do understand who the new world ruler will be. And once you understand that this is the ultimate goal of the people who are in control, you understand why they are trying to close our borders with Mexico. Why? Because they want to unite the United States with Mexico and with Canada as a stepping stone to creating this new world order and new world religion with a new world leader. And this is why they refuse to go after the employers who are employing illegal aliens. Why? Because they want a multicultural society and a multilingual society, which is what will exist in this one world government that's coming. And when you understand this, why, everything begins to make sense. Now, if you would like to check out the fact that the Council on Foreign Relations is simply a front for a secret society, let me suggest pages 951 and 952 of Professor Quigley's wonderful book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. Certainly one of the most important books in my library, because it was written by a liberal professor who taught at Princeton and taught at Harvard. before he went to Georgetown University and met Bill Clinton and his most famous student, and explained to Bill who really runs the world. Professor Quigley stumbled onto the secret society back in 1946, 1947, when he was in England analyzing the structure of the hierarchy that controlled Great Britain. Professor Quigley was a historian, but he was more than a historian. He always wanted to know why. He didn't want to know what had happened, why did it happen. And when he was there, he ran into a man named Zimmern, Alfred Zimmern. He was a professor at Oxford University, professor of international law. They were both intellectuals. They became fast friends. And eventually Zimmern told Professor Quigley, you know, you're wasting your time trying to figure out what's going on. If you don't understand the secret society that runs Great Britain and your country, why, you can't understand what's going on. And Zimmern has been part of this. He dropped out of it, sworn to secrecy, as you always are in secret societies. So he got Professor Quigley to promise he would never reveal, you know, where he got the information. But he told him the whole incredible story about the secret society. Now, I don't think either man understood the spiritual component of the story, because both of them were intellectuals and elitists. But, of course, Professor Quigley wrote the story in a book called The Anglo-American Establishment, which we carry, in which he tells, and he doesn't tell who it was who told him, but he tells that somebody within the secret society had given him the information. Well, we know it was Alfred Zimmern, because we spent many weeks back at Georgetown University going through Professor Quigley's papers before they were sanitized. And this was 1980, as I remember, and I wanted to get that information, you know, because I knew eventually it would be destroyed. Professor Quigley died in 1976. But suddenly I knew that it would be destroyed, but they hadn't had a chance to destroy it yet, and so that's how we got the information, the background. And we carry the book. You need to read it and have it in your library. We'll be right back, and hopefully we'll have our lead.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get the Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
And our our guest, Arlene, is here. Arlene, I hope we're not going to get you into problems as far as your teaching is concerned, because we can manage. You know, if this is a hardship for you.
I think it will be all right. I was teaching special ed this morning, and there's an assistant in the classroom, and I think it'll be fine. I'll just be maybe 20 minutes late.
All right.
I think this is so important to get the word out on this, so I'm happy to risk that even.
All right, fine. Well, Arlene is a dedicated woman. She is, as I mentioned, the president of the California chapter of the Eagle Forum, and she's, of course, works as a substitute teacher here in California. Does a great job, though, of getting information out. And, of course, Arlene is very concerned about this Federal Identification Card Act. Basically, it will be an identification card with an RFID chip in it, and every state will have to comply. So you pick up the story, and I thought your information, you know, on the fact that this was really Robert Pastor's idea. But you picked the story up, Arlene.
All right. I was doing a lot of research on the fact that we are having this movement towards the North American Union, and I found this statement that Robert Pastor, in his writing towards the North American community that is backed by the Council on Foreign Relations, he is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, and their goal is to have this North American Union by the year 2010. Well, he also made the statement that he is asking for biometric identifiers for all people who live in Canada, Mexico, and the United States. Well, the Real ID Act is the perfect choice for this implementation of total management and surveillance of our lives through these biometric identifiers. And so that's essentially what it's very much part of the North American Union plan.
And what they want is every American to have an ID card, and it'll be the same thing, every Mexican, every Canadian. We're all going to be tied into the same great computer in the sky there someplace so that we can all be monitored. And that's why, of course, they're putting all the video cameras in. Look around. You go to the bank, video cameras. You go into stores, video cameras. You go into the schools, video cameras. You drive down the street, video cameras. You go to an ATM machine, video cameras. They're going to monitor every individual. In England, there are over 5 million video cameras. The average British citizen's photographed, 30 times every day. FBI is spending $1 billion to set up a new system by which they can recognize your face. Even if you try to disguise yourself, they can recognize your walk, your voice pattern. They want to be able to control everyone. Now, this has nothing to do with a free society, and it certainly has nothing to do with fighting terrorism. I mean, after all, you would think that they'd want to have the information there on terrorists. They don't. Every American is a terrorist because some people won't want to go along with the coming New World Order, New World Religion,
An aspect of this that is not spoken about very much, and I've also found out about, this is a violation of so many of our rights. The Fourth Amendment that lets us know that we should be secure in our person, our property. They will have an invasion of our privacy like you've never seen. The Tenth Amendment, which says that states' rights have rights over the federal government if whatever is not listed in the Constitution for the federal government has been enumerated, then those rights belong to the state. This is destroying state sovereignty, the right of the state to determine what they're doing with their own driver's licenses. The mandates coming down on the states are just enormous, and the states then have to pay for it themselves. But also the Second Amendment right. That's why Gun Owners of America, and it's called the Jewish organization that is standing up for our preservation of the Second Amendment.
Well, that's Jews for Preservation of the Right to Bear Arms.
That's right.
Bearing rights.
Jews for the Preservation of Firearms, JPFO. Anyway, they are saying that this is one of the biggest threats to our Second Amendment rights, because you'll have to use that driver's license when you go and purchase your guns, as well as the bullets for your guns, the ammunition, And they will immediately have a record then of your purchase, because this will, the little RFID chip or whatever biometric identifier that's attached to your driver's license will then be used to identify you. And this could be sent out all over the nation, internationally. So it is a big threat. It's like putting you on a gun registry, which is supposed to be in violation of our federal constitution. But once we get on a gun registry, then they will know where your guns are, and they can easily confiscate them, as they have done in other tyrannical nations.
You know, I think it's so hard, Orlean, for the average American to really believe that there are people who wanted dictatorship in America, and yet that's always been the goal of the Council on Foreign Relations, these traitors, you know, who control our government. The Secretary of State always comes from the CFR. The head of the CIA always comes from the CFR. The head of the Federal Reserve System always comes from the CFR. The bureaucracy and cabinet members, a few of them are not CFR members, but most of them are, and they're all dedicated to the destruction of American sovereignty and bringing about this world government, and with that, this aristocracy, which is to rule the common people. People find it difficult to understand. We have traitors in our government who've sworn to uphold the Constitution and hate the concept of personal liberty and freedom.
That's very true. And the more you investigate this, the more you find that out. This is a statement that is made by Jews for the Preservation of Firearms. Representative James Sensenbrenner smiles and tells us that his Real ID Act is all about solving illegal immigration or preventing terrorists from entering the country. This is one of the biggest of the thousand of big lies we've heard from the tyrants in Washington. The Real ID Act is about tracking and controlling Americans, you, me, our children, everybody.
And that's really so true. I mean, this is not going to solve the problem of illegal immigration, because they don't want to solve the problem of illegal immigration. They wanted the problem so they could come up with, oh, my goodness, we'll give everyone who's here legally an ID card, and the illegal immigrants won't have them, and then we get rid of them. But the trouble is that right now they could get rid of the illegal immigrants. You, if a police officer stops a car and the guy doesn't have any insurance and he doesn't have a legal driver's license, and he's an illegal immigrant, they can't impound the car. They can't arrest this fellow. You know, why? Because he's an illegal immigrant. They have special rights, just like they get special college tuition, like they get free medical care. And
they get free breakfast and free lunches. It's
right.
Amazing.
And,
but,
you know,
and like you mentioned, if they were really serious about controlling illegal immigration, they would have built a fence a long time ago. They would have our military on our borders rather than protecting the borders of Iraq or all these other countries. So they're not serious at all about having illegal immigration controlled. In fact, the North American Union plans are to have wide open borders between the three countries. This is all part of the plan.
And this is what the American people don't know. It sounds so good. Why, if everybody here had an ID card, why then, of course, we could identify the people who didn't have the ID card. Well, they could identify them today, and they're not trying to get rid of them. When you understand that, you understand the lie behind this. Now, could you tell our listeners a little bit about Michael Chertoff and what he is doing to force the individuals, the states, to have these ID cards? Because we're supposed to be a government, you know, which ruled from the bottom up, not from the top down, but the elite, of course, want to control us. So what's Michael Chertoff, head of the Department of Homeland Security, doing?
Well, since this was passed in the year 2005, a lot of states have begun to realize this is going to cost us $11 billion for our own state to implement this. And then they've been finding what a threat it is to their state sovereignty, their own rights. And so many states have come up with legislation against this. Six states have passed legislation in both their houses. And I think 20 states have something going through at least one branch of their legislation. So the federal government backed down a little. They said, well, you won't have to implement this until, originally it was by May 11th, 2008. And then they said, no, we're going to extend it to 2009. And then they said, oh, maybe we'll even extend it to 2013. Well, on January 11th, Michael Chertoff in a press conference before the press club in Washington, D.C., made the statement that we're going to have to bite the bullet, we're not going to extend this anymore. This is what he said. There comes a time, a point in time, where all the discussions and analysis has to stop. We are now 6 years away from 9/11. Simply kicking the problem further down the road is a time-tested Washington way of smothering a proposal with process. The time has come to bite the bullet. We're running out of time. But he doesn't say why they're running out of time. Well, the reason is they want to implement this by the year 2010, like all the other part of the North American Union plans. So then he goes on to give them the threats. He says that any state that is not willing to sign a statement that they're willing to comply with the Real ID Act of 2005 by May 11th, their people will no longer be able to fly on any airplane, nor will they be able to enter any federal building. So in other words, it's no comply, no fly plan. And some of the states probably are going to be intimidated by this and be willing to sign the statement. The state of Washington, I found out, is actually their pilot state for implementing it. And they are so excited about it. They're going full steam ahead, and they're very proud about it. You go on their website, and what is amazing, they, on their website, say that their licenses will have RFID chips. And they say that this is mandated by the federal government, and yet the federal government are saying, oh, no, we're not mandating anything. In fact, they're even saying that this is a volunteer program.
Yeah, voluntary compulsory program. And you know what a voluntary compulsory program is.
You got to really be afraid of that word voluntary, because right. It is never true. So it is amazing what they're doing to the states, but some states are really taking a strong stand. I have a letter that the governor of Montana has just recently written, being sent on to other governors, asking them to take a strong stand with him. His state is one of those that's already passed legislation against this, saying we will not comply with this horrible legislation, the Real ID Act. And he's asking other states not to give in to the big bully tactics of Michael Chertoff and take a strong stand with him. Now, wouldn't it be wonderful if all the states would do that?
Well, we wouldn't have a problem, but you see, they've got their people planted in many of the state governorships. They get their people planted in key positions, and then they begin to threaten the states, and they threaten the people. And they tell us this is fighting terrorism. And after all, you know, if we don't do this, why, the terrorists are going to win. And we can't let the wicked terrorists win, and that's why we've got to give every law-abiding citizen an ID card tied into the master computer, because, of course, all this will be tied into the master computer that has your dossier on it. And the average individual goes along saying, oh, well, you know, this is so logical. We're going to control immigration. We're going to fight terrorism. It's a patriotic thing. The government is there to help us. And no, the government's not there to help us. And
not at all. In fact, the article that I've written about this, I start off by quoting the statement by Benjamin Franklin: those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty or safety.
And that is really so true.
It is. This has been touted as you say, something to protect everyone against terrorism. It's really taking away our very much essential liberty, our liberty and freedoms and privacy, all of the things that our founding fathers fought for, life, liberty, and property. All of these things are being threatened by the Real ID Act. So that's what we are asking people, is to contact their state legislators, contact their congressional representatives, ask Congress to rescind this act. The other thing I've found out...
Hold on there. We'll get to that as soon as we get back. Right here, the American Freedom Network.
parents have asked this question and feel they haven't received an adequate answer, the best thing you can do is to teach your child to simply say yes to life and no to drugs. It's simple and it's effective. That's courtesy of Richie's Ready Mixed Concrete, serving Yuma and all of Washington County. Headquarters for fast, dependable radio dispatch delivery. To have your next commercial, industrial, municipal, or residential construction project estimated, call 848-5451. That's 848-5451. Or visit them at www.richiesconcrete@plains.net. Mention this ad and receive a 3% discount on your next project.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago, and we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Back here, our guest this morning is Orlene Coolin. Orlene, before we go on, would you mind getting out your web page and let people know how they can get in touch with you if they have any questions?
Sure. I'm going to be putting this article up on our EcoForum web page once I finish it. I keep citing so much information, it's just amazing. But that is EcoForumOfCalifornia.com. So www.EcoForumOfCalifornia.com, all lowercase. But if they would like to get a copy directly from me, they can email me. And it is Cal, C-A-L, Eagle, the bird, E-A-G-L-E, at sbcglobal.net.
All right, fine. And now Orlene's information will be very accurate and very good. I've known Orlene for a long time. And an excellent source of information. Now, Sydney, tell us about this article you're writing and you're going to have posted before long.
Yes, it's called A Closer Look at the Real ID Act of 2005, Giving Up a Whole Lot of Liberty for a Little Bit of False Security. And what I was about to tell you before the break, how they even got the Real ID passed was so strange. It was with no hearings, no debate. They had tried to do such a thing before with a National ID Act, and it was always voted down. So what they did, they attached this on to the end of a bill that was asking for financing for the relief of the tsunami, as well as financing for the war that was still raging in 2005. And so anyone that would vote against it, it would make them appear that they were heartless, that they didn't believe in giving aid to the terrible victims of the tsunami. And consequently, everyone voted for it except for a handful of a few people. And Ron Paul was one of four Republicans who voted against it. And he's been a very strong vocal statement against it from the very beginning. But it's amazing how they were able to do this with such deception and without even a hearing. So obviously, you know, something was devious about it from the beginning if they would not even allow people to debate it.
And, of course, people don't understand that the Congress is simply figureheads. I mean, they can intervene at times if they're motivated, but they're so busy going to conferences and meetings and giving speeches, but they don't have time to read the bills. And I have a friend of mine who wrote a book. It was a state senator, Senator Richardson in California, said, "You don't really think that we read the bills, do you?" And that's true. But, of course, the elite really... They want to give us the idea that we can influence things, but they have their agenda, and it's all about control. They believe in a ruling aristocracy, and they will play games like this, you know, pandering to the common people. "Oh, we're so concerned about you. We want to help you. We want you to be free." But they really don't. They believe in a feudal system. They're establishing a feudal system, which is controlled from the top by the ruling aristocracy.
That is so true. This is the statement that Congressman Ron Paul said about this. He said, "The legislation also grants open-ended authority to the Secretary of Homeland Security to require biometric information on IDs in the future. This means your harmless-looking driver's license could contain a retina scan, fingerprints, DNA information, or a radio frequency technology." And that's what we are the most afraid about, is that all of this will eventually have RFID chips on our driver's licenses. And
yeah,
they're so tiny now. The technology is so advanced, you will not even know that this little chip is there. Our son just got a passport because they're planning a trip to go visit his grandfather in Germany as a graduation present for him from graduating from college. And his passport, it tells us that it is now with electro technology on it, so you know there's a little chip there, but you can't see it. It's quite remarkable, their technology today.
Well, I wonder what would happen if you just passed it over a large magnet and demagnetized it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that'd probably send you to prison for the rest of your life if you did something like that. And what is so frightening is the average American really has no idea what's going on. And after all, this is all about fighting illegal immigration, fighting terrorism. I mean, after all, how are we going to catch Osama bin Laden if we don't take away the freedom of the American people? So, you know, I think that this, it's so vitally important that people understand how they do these things, the devious techniques that they use, and they circumvent the concepts, the safeguards we have in government. They utilize our duly elected representatives, and who's going to vote against something that sounds so good, and you've just got these little things tagged on at the end? We don't have a representative government. We've got representatives who are there simply as cover for the activities of the elite. And when you understand that, why, increasingly what's going on begins to make sense.
That is so true. Also, people need to realize that this is an international ID. The Real ID Act originally said that this information would be able to be shared with Canada and Mexico, and then they backed down on that because there was kind of a big protest. But the state of Washington, when you go to their information about their license plate, it does say that this will be able to be used in Canada as well as Mexico. And then you find out that the people that are promoting this are very big international organizations. And this is also what Robert Mooney, who is part of the Department of Homeland Security, he said, "Information sharing is appropriate around the world, and DHS plans to create a global security envelope of internationally shared biometric data that would permanently link individuals with biometric ID, personal information held by governments and corporations." So that is pretty scary. I don't want my information to be spread around the world. American should have such thing. Our privacy is to be protected as American citizens.
And you know, it's so funny, if you go to the doctor or you go to the dentist now, they'll ask you to sign a form to protect your identity, because they are being told, they're forced to do this by the government. And if you read the form, you find out they're not protecting your identity. Any government agency that wants that information can have it. You know, they say in there, you know, if any government agency authorized to have this information can have it. But, boy, we're here to protect you and protect your privacy. And people go right along and sign it because, after all, you trust your doctor, don't you? You trust your dentist, don't you? But you have to understand that their records, anything intimate you tell them about yourself or your family, will, of course, be put into the gigantic government computer, because they're collecting information on your health and on your finances, even what you read at the library, and because they want to know everything about you. Now they've got your cell phone so that they can actually listen to your conversations even when the cell phone isn't turned on. Isn't that nice? And that's why they want you to have cell phones, and why they've attacked anybody who's talked about the fact that, you know, there's a potential for cancer, brain cancer, when you have, and you use these cell phones. They don't want the public to know that. They want everybody to have a cell phone so they can monitor everybody. Well, Orlene, you know, is there any opposition, organized opposition? We'll get to that as soon as we get back here at the American Freedom Network.
There is.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call American Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs in high definition also available. Do you frequently turn up the TV? Does everyone seem to mumble? Do you struggle to hear loved ones during the holidays? If so, it's time to have your hearing checked.
Hello, my name is Michelle Gross, and I'm a certified audiologist. I've been helping people with their hearing and hearing aid problems for over 20 years. Columbine Hearing Center is dedicated to customized hearing health care.
Call 303-857-6688 today and make an appointment to start hearing better. KHNC listeners will receive a free one-year supply of batteries with their new hearing aid. That's 303-857-6688.
This is Pastor Michael Golden.
And Danny Golden.
And we're inviting you to join Voice of Many Waters in our regularly scheduled ministry times every Shabbat, every Saturday, for a Mikra, a holy convocation. We're going to begin on February the 2nd from 1 to 3 p.m. at 3J's Christian Coffee House, 21 North Parish in Johnstown.
If you have any questions, you can contact us at 303-257-7576 or 970-978-0019.
Dan back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Orlene Coulomb. And Orlene, is there any organized opposition to this effort?
Yes, very much. There are 600 groups who are starting to speak out against it on both the liberal and the conservative spectrum. There's such organizations as the American Library Association, the Association for Computing Machinery, the National Council of State Legislatures, the American Immigration Lawyers Association, of course, the National Governors Association, American Bar Association, of course, the ACLU, the Southern Poverty Law Center, Catholic Charities, National Organization for Women, But on the conservative side, there's the American Policy Center, Tom DeWeese, his organization, Gun Owners of America, Jews for the Preservation of Firearms, the John Birch Society, the Competitive Enterprise Institute, Citizens Against Government Waste, and then there's the group that have put out the video, America, Freedom to Fascism. They're all opposed to this. So you can find people on both sides, and more state legislatures, thank goodness, are starting to speak out against it, and more governors.
And, of course, really the elite in Washington, D.C. don't care what the people want. They don't care what the states want. They have their agenda. They're going to bully the people and threaten them. And if they won't go along with it, they'll do it anyway. I mean, this is how the system really works. And until the American people are, as a whole, are willing to stand up and say, we're not going to put up with this any longer, why it's going to continue. Well,
that's the truth. I did want to mention one of the biggest threats about this is that it's left open-ended. The Department of Homeland Security essentially has a carte blanche to do whatever they want to with it. And that's what a group is writing about. I have it's called the Real ID Biometric Fact Sheet, and it's an organization called Stop the Real ID. They say that the Real ID grants the DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, almost unlimited powers. They can also define their powers if they see fit. The Real ID is a symptom of a society that has lost control of its government, where international organizations have more influence over state and federal law than the people or their elected representatives. So you find out that this is being promoted by international organizations that are part of the United Nations, of course. They would love it if all of our information could be spread from one nation to another. They could keep a total watch over us wherever we go.
And I think it's so important that the American people understand that this is long-term planning. Everyone will have an ID card. There will be a dossier on everyone. Everybody will be watched and regulated. And they're already setting up a system of informants where people who work for the fire department, people who work for the post office are told to report to anything that looks unusual out there in society. Because, after all, these people might be terrorists. And, after all, terrorists are the people, not Arabs, you know, not Muslims. They're people who don't trust government, who are suspicious of government. And anybody who questions what's going on is automatically considered as a potential terrorist. Well, this is madness. Or is it something far more sinister and diabolical? And this is certainly my contention. These people know exactly what they're doing. Their real fear is not terrorism. If it was, they'd have closed the border. Their fear is the American people who do not want to go along with this. And, of course, most people, tragically, are much more concerned about having good golf and who's going to win the Super Bowl than about the preservation of our freedom for ourselves and for our future generations. Well,
what you mentioned, I do believe that the Patriot Act says that anyone who speaks out against the government could be labeled a terrorist. Well, here we are.
Anybody who wants to change our form of government is the way it's put in. And, of course, the real terrorists are the internationalists. They openly want to change our form of government, and you can't be a globalist and be an American. You can
That's
be one
the
or
truth.
The other, but you can't be both.
And what is so scary, if they are using these RFID chips, they could put whatever information on there that they would like to. These chips are capable of holding as much information as the Encyclopedia Britannica. They could have not only essential information, our name, address, description, age, but they could have our religion, our political persuasion, what organizations we belong to, and anything that you have written against the government could be there. As well, this could be changed, and they could label you whatever they would like to label you, and it could be false information. You will have no idea because you have no access to it.
But they're watching, and believe me, they're watching everybody, you know, and they can even tell what websites you go to, what websites you visit. Maybe, of course, you belong to a conservative organization or a conservative church. Why, you must be a potential terrorist. As incredible as it may seem, there are people who have a different worldview. And, of course, they're using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about their world government. But so right now, they tolerate us. But the time is coming, and very, very soon, where this will no longer be the case, where they'll no longer need America because, of course, the United Nations will be all-powerful, will have its own military, will have its own police force, will have its own Gestapo. They can interlock with our Gestapo, which is the NSA, the National Security Agency. So secret, most people don't even know what it is. Over 100,000 people work for it. And NSA, well, some people say that stands for no such agency. Ready for the National Security Administration. Well, Earlene, I want to thank you so very much for being with us. And I'm going to let you run so that you maybe won't be quite so late. Thanks for being with us. And
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for getting the word out about this important issue.
God bless, and thanks so much. And I want a copy of that article as soon as you have it completed.
All right, and also could I make a quick mention of our conference March 29th
where you will be speaking? Go right ahead.
It's called the Protect American Sovereignty Conference, and it's going to be here in Northern California at the Doubletree Inn in Runner Park. That's right next to Santa Rosa, about an hour north of San Francisco. We are honoring Dr. Stan as our radio personality talk show host of the year for all the wonderful work that he is doing to get the word out on so many issues that we are not being informed about otherwise. Phyllis Schlafly will be there. We have other
We're out of time. It's going to be a great program. Thanks so much, Earlene. Bye-bye.
Next.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsor's fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Orlene. We do have information on the RFID chips, not necessarily on the card, but on the RFID chips. We have the book, Spy Chips. We have a four-tape set or four-CD set on the spy chips, and they're putting those chips in everybody. And this is, of course, the idea. If we put them in the cards, why don't we put them in the people? And that's what they really want, so that you'll have to wear the mark of the beast or be known by the number of his name. And, ladies and gentlemen, they know exactly what they're doing because behind everything are the powerful spiritual forces. that are energizing the people who are betraying America. We carry the book Spy Chips, the four-tape set on spy chips. We have a great four-tape set or four-CD set. They're available either way on the North American community and the things we were talking about this morning. We carry the book, The Late Great USA by Jerome Corsi, going into the North American Union. And, of course, it's simply a stepping stone to the one-world government, the one-world religion with the destruction of Christianity and the coming world leader. And that is the common theme. But, of course, the average individual has no idea what's going on, the fact that they're using America's military and financial power to force all governments into this world government and to simply assassinate or remove world leaders who won't go along with it and replace them with those who will be lackeys to what's going on here, this ultimate plan. Because, you see, these people are after the greater good. They believe in world government. They believe world government will end wars, and yet how have they brought this movement about? Why? By creating wars. They've created all of the wars, and that's why we're fighting over in the Middle East today, a no-win war there, so we can justify keeping our troops there, so we can dominate that region, and I believe so we can prepare ourselves for World War III and out of the horror that is coming with the nuclear attacks on America, chemical and biological attacks. The American people will be grateful if we can just move into the world government, as the people of Europe look forward to world government after the carnage of World War II and the horror of World War I. They were all engineered. What was World War I about? The war to end all wars, the war to make the world safe for democracy. That's why they fought the war. No, they fought the war to bring about the League of Nations. And when that failed, we had to have World War II. And when that failed to bring about an effective world government, World War III became inevitable. Our telephone number to order the items, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to understand the North American community. You need to have the documentation. There is a plan to take away our freedom. There is a plan to force us all to have ID cards and eventually to be chipped. And that's why they have all these this fear about identity theft, identity theft, identity theft. Why? Because the solution is we'll just chip everybody. Then they can't steal your identity. They use the media to control what we think and what we believe. Again, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family and help us as we reach out across America 5 hours every day, our number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack today. And so please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245.